going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're with us here this morning, and we have still got lots of stuff to get to for you this hour. We've got Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday, coming up here at about 8:22, and with everything going on, the alerts overseas this morning, this horrible air crash in India, we'll have a lot to talk about with Shannon. We're hoping to get to Griff Jenkins, but he is in a hearing. This morning, he's covering a hearing for Fox News, and we're going to see how the timing works out here at the bottom of the hour. If we can get Griff on, we're going to try to do that as well. Now, earlier, if you were listening to the show, you heard me point out the fact that some local school districts have struggled with making the firm call on who can use which bathroom. This has always baffled me. I've never really fully understood why you couldn't just say, this one's for boys, this one's for girls. There's a question, check your birth certificate. But some school districts have been reticent to do that. And the Supreme Court has now stepped in and ruled on a case over in Blue Springs where a student sued over this very issue. And we've got Jen Olson with us right now, of course, from the Wentzville School District and School Board. And she pointed out to me that this decision was made earlier this week. I didn't know that. So, Jen, welcome into the show. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I enjoyed your post on this because, you know, this is the big suit that everybody seems to have been waiting for to be settled so they could decide whether or not they could institute a bathroom policy. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so RMA is the student's name, well, initials, because they were a minor at the time that they filed suit. They initially, they are a girl who identifies as a boy. And they initially wanted to use the boys' facilities, and the Blue Springs said, no, you can't do that. You know, we go off of what's on your birth certificate. So RMA and their parents went out of state, got their birth certificate changed, you know, their name and their sex marker, came back and submitted it to the school and said, now I want to use the boys' bathroom. And the district said, no, we use what you originally submitted because that's what was on, you know, at the time of birth, your sex was female.
Right.
And so they sued under the Missouri Human Rights Act for their right, you know, sex discrimination. Well, they had to prove that they were discriminated against based on their sex. And they went through a couple courts. One court said you didn't prove that you were discriminated based on sex. They appealed it, and that court said, yeah, you did. You were discriminated against. Here's a couple $1 million. And then the school appealed it, and they upheld the trial court, which said no, or something like that. It went kind of like in that. So then they RMA appealed to the Supreme Court of Missouri, and the Supreme Court finally said, you know, no, you did not prove that you are a boy. Sex, because the legislature has refused to add gender identity to the MHRA, which is the Missouri Human Rights Act. They've refused to add that term to that, to the MHRA intentionally. So we are using the plain language, you know, the plain known term, sex as defined, you know, in multiple places, which is biology, genitals at birth, you know, chromosomes, that sort of thing.
Sorry to interrupt, Jen. I knew you could get your driver's license changed. I'll be honest, I didn't know you could get your birth certificate changed. So what then stops? I mean, this is good that the court threw it out. But I mean, what stops somebody from taking what happened here and saying, OK, well, instead of submitting the original birth certificate to the school district, I'll just go get it changed and then submit that one. And that's the only one they have to go off of.
So we... In Missouri, if you're a minor child, it's not lawful to get surgery, the transition surgery. So you, the only option you would have would be to go out of state, get that surgery and have your birth certificate changed, or just have your birth certificate changed. In the policy that I drafted in Wentzville, and we passed it back in early 2024, we have birth at or sex as assigned at birth.
Yes.
So we take your original birth certificate. So, you know, if that thing was printed and created in 1985, and you know, and it says female, you're always going to be a female.
I love that.
So that covers that base.
It just makes sense. It just makes sense to me. I mean, if you're going to come in and challenge the sex you were at birth, I want witnesses. I want you to go go find me the OB and get your mom and dad in here, and we'll all ask them what they saw when you popped out into the world. And if it agrees with what's on your birth certificate, that's what you are.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yep.
I don't even know why this is a question. So now, I don't want to beat up too badly on my friends in Francis Howe, but during the school board election, this became a bit of an issue, and a lot of questions were asked to the former board members when we had a conservative majority in Francis Howe. Why won't you pass a bathroom policy? And the answer they always came back to me was, we're waiting to see what happens with this Blue Springs case, because all the crazy pink hair crowd that comes and yells at us at meetings, they're all threatening to sue us personally if we change this policy. So now there's that excuse doesn't stand anymore, right?
Well, in my opinion, it didn't ever stand. It was a misinterpretation of Missouri law. If you are acting in your official capacity, and a vote as a school board member is an official act, you cannot be held personally liable unless you are intentionally breaking the law. And the law in this area is unsettled until now, because we have a ruling from the highest court in the state of Missouri. So there was never any chance of a personal liability to anyone who made this decision as a board of seven people. You have to, if you want to take action against someone for that, you'd sue the school district. You can't sue the entire, you know, every single one of them for their house and their pension and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, I feel bad, because I feel bad for all the people in Francis Howe who now have a supermajority liberal board. They're not going to see a remedy for this for a while, because even though this decision was made, it doesn't require schools to have a policy to separate based on birth sex. It just says now you're not going to get sued, or there's no standing to get sued based on the MHRA if you do have this policy.
I was looking at headlines this morning. The Missouri Independent covered this story. Here's their headline, not surprisingly. Missouri Supreme Court rejects transgender student's sex discrimination claim. The decision is based on a lack of evidence, not the constitutionality of bathroom bans. It's like,
well, that's malarkey.
It is malarky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that headline yesterday, and that's media spin. It's not based on a lack of evidence. The only lack of evidence in this case was that RMA could not prove that they were born a boy. That was the lack of evidence, which is why this is overturned in the first place.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad you brought this to my attention. It's good to know that there's some common sense policies in at least one local school district.
Right.
And this opens this takes away the excuse some were using if there's anybody else out there on school boards considering this.
Yep. And I tagged in my post, I even tagged the Missouri School Boards Association so that they could maybe look at my policy and see if they want to use it as like a model policy, because it not only protects the privacy in sex separate facilities, but it also has compassion, it has understanding, and it makes accommodations for those for whatever reason who need a higher level of privacy. You know, they can use it during, have a private time with the bathroom so that nobody else is in there with them, or they can use a single user facility.
Sure.
Those sorts of things. So it's a very accommodating policy.
Well, I hope people are paying attention. Jen Olson, thank you. Great having you on.
Thank you again, Mark.
Absolutely. From the Wentzville Board of Education there. And well, that's a very positive ruling by the Missouri Supreme Court. I'm glad to see it. And it just backs up what we've all said about it all along. Coming up, Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday. The latest on, of course, what's going on in Iran. I'm sure she's going to be probably working on some guests for this weekend, because we could be on the verge of Iran's nuclear facilities being taken out by Israel, because I don't know why else you would clear out non-essential folks from embassies. We'll chat with that and the LA riots with Shannon coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.